Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back, my favorite people. And you know I get in trouble all the time, right? Because I have a lot of people that come onto the show and they too have favorite people because they have incredible podcasts and they play in this world of media. But you're my favorite audience. Why? Because you're an active audience. You tell me what you like, you share. We were just talking pre-show about some of the podcasts having like 900 openings, and it's been incredible, and you've been incredible. And I know that we're talking to a global audience, and we so thank you. And I know that you're also used to me telling you what kind of audience you're going to be today. So let me see. We have a room full, I mean, jam-packed screen full of the most incredible health and wellness experts you've ever come to see. And wait till you hear who's in the room today. So you know what, you guys are the most conscious listeners today. You are conscious listeners today. You're going to hang out all the way with us to hear why you are conscious. So let me tell you who's in the room. I'm excited and you should be too. Okay, we have Elizabeth Manuel. Some of these titles you've never heard before. She is a grief therapist and happiness expert. Happy, happy, joy, joy is in the room. And then we have Susan Flerschinger. And let me tell you, I have to practice her last name. And she is a vibrant energy engineer. And then we have Miss Linda Nardelli, a spiritual counselor and channeler. If you've ever wanted to know about that, she is in the house today. And then we have Roberta Sky, spiritual counselor. Oh, sorry, intuitive energy strategist. There you go. I was reading my own notes. Intuitive energy strategist. And then we have Saskia Christian, who you've seen on the show before, and she is the comeback queen. All right. We are owning it on Mission Accepted today. Okay. And then Beth Elsfelder. You guys have like I have to really practice your last names. A Reiki and animal Reiki master. And yes, she has been kissed by, maybe she will tell us today. You have seen these women. They have been on all our stages, 262, in books, in planners, in quotes, and you have come to love them as I have. And so look, we're going to get right into it. And we're going to ask some pretty cool questions and find out about some things that can help you in your health and wellness journey. Because let's face it, health and wellness has exploded as a methodology for a good life. Health and wellness used to be something that people would alternatively reach to when their back was against the door. They didn't really get an understanding. They didn't know how to monetize and make joy a commodity. And it has been a lot of putting this information forward. A lot of the women you're hearing from today are pioneers in this health and wellness sector. And it was educating. And that's exactly what we're doing today, hoping that you up your importance of how your health and wellness really plays out in all areas of your lives. If you don't know, ask your closest friends, your partners, or your children, because it really makes a difference. So I'm going to just dive right in. So get your pens and pencils ready. If you are driving, then just keep listening and just keep driving. You can watch us later on. And I think it's really important when you get this kind of information to rewatch and to re-listen. We know that it really sinks in. So let's start with you, Elizabeth. We're going to tackle something that I think is important, because we all come to different places in our lives that make us maybe move from a career. It makes us do things different, hang out in different circles, read different books, and be impressed upon by different people. But what was it about your work that made you know that this is what you were meant to do?
For me, I teach what I most needed to learn. So what happened for me was I was born with a low genetic set point, meaning that my brain had a tendency towards depression. And the opposite of depression for me is happiness. So not going from minus 10 to zero, but going all the way up to plus 10 and enjoying a full, vibrant life. And most people don't understand the genetic component of how our brains operate. So it absolutely is my mission to teach people how to grow a new neurologically happy brain, literally to rewire your brain up level from whatever you may have been genetically predisposed to, so that each person can actually enjoy a robust, fulfilling life. And on the grief side, it's interesting because we have so many losses throughout our lives. And often, especially in our North American culture, we're not sometimes allowed to let that go or to share, to show our grief. We're often told to get over it, or it's not that bad, or just it's time to be better. And so for me, encompassing the whole gamut from grief to happiness, how we can validate how we feel and then move towards a happier outcome despite the vicissitudes of life. So whatever goes up and down in life.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. Interesting, right? So more to learn about. And Susan, for yourself, how did you find yourself in this work?
Kind of a tough way. I'm a 20-year software engineer by trade and schooling. And when my father passed away, kind of grief thing that Elizabeth was just talking about, I was just, God, what legacy do you want me to leave? And it was very apparent right away that I had a different purpose. I was given a different purpose, and my, you know, my whole history was, you know, led me to be able to go into a healing practice, because that's what he would have needed. That's what the people that know me want. They want me to be able to help them in their health to get better. And the thing that is unique about this is, you know, I listen to those calls from God, from the angels, from the divine, to guide and support what I do moving forward. And so I was given all these things about energy healing. Here's things that you need to do and need to learn. Here's the next step. Okay, you need to start helping people in this realm, because there's so much that is unknown about our emotional support, you know, what, how that affects our physical health, our mental body, how that affects our health, all the situations that happen to us. And people need to know that those can be addressed fairly quickly, like really quickly. And then that can change their alignment in their body, that can change the pain that they have, their anxiety, that can be done quite quickly. If you can, you know, work with somebody to realize, let's work through this fast and get on the other side, because we all have work, big work that we are meant to do in this world. And we need to be able to move forward and be the greatness that we were meant to be. I have a morning phrase, "Dear God, what magnificence can we create today?" And that drives my every day and my life. And I want people to be able to live into that as well.
Oh, fantastic. It's so interesting how we all find this beautiful way of living. And Linda? Oh, honey, we can't hear you. That's okay.
There, I'm unmuted. I was called to this work as well. In my early 20s, I became a spiritual devotee. I was very drawn to being a clear conduit for the divine to flow through me. And by later 20s, I had my own counselor, my sister, my friends telling me to go into counseling. And I was already working with energy through painting, and I was doing integrative body work. So I was working with the unseen, and I'd have messages for people. And once past my training and in my first year of my therapy practice, that's when I started feeling the presence in a more tangible way. And I remember a client was on my table, and I said to her, "Well, spirit would like to speak directly to you, you know, instead of just sharing my insight or intuition." She says, "Oh, that's okay. Oh, okay." And I channeled for the first time. And it was all natural and beautiful. And she left. And there, when I was changing the sheets on the table, I freaked right out. I'm like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And then it took a number of years to learn to integrate the channeling with the counseling, because I wasn't interested in doing readings. I love process work. I love somatic therapy. So when people, I tell people, the channeling information is there as guidance. What matters to me most is their resonance, how it feels in the body, how they can co-create with it.
Wow, very good. Very interesting. It's all very interesting. I love it. Miss Roberta Sky.
Well, I'm going to carry on this theme, because in my early 20s, people sought me out for counsel or as a confidant. And so I did start training in basic counseling, and I learned I had to be an active listener, not somebody who fixed everything by knowing what needed to be done for people. So there was a big shift there. And then I started studying interspecies communication. Now, I've always thought this is the world we see, and then there's the world we don't see. And when I started doing my group sessions in the class, we did them all distance. And the wealth of information, the stuff that went across my inner screen, images and words and all this download that happened, including things I didn't understand. I learned in this process, I did not have to know everything. I had to give this information out and allow the receiver to make sense of it. And I was so blown away by what would come through. And it's captivated me ever since. And I'm fascinated by it. I'm learning to trust completely. And, you know, part of what I want to bring into the world is the understanding that many people are getting now is we have incredible resources with guides and wisdom and channeling and energies. And so I'm just like right out on the edge saying, wait a minute, there's more. Look at it this way. Try that way. So it excites me. And that's why I know this is my work in the world, because I get so much pleasure and inspiration from it.
Oh my goodness. I think that's a key factor. When I talk to people like yourselves, who I think are solid servant leaders, where you're just looking to bring a happiness, joy, a shift, a change, and how that shows up. I mean, the interesting thing about the health and wellness sector is that not only does it change health and wellness, right? It can literally change someone's financial future. It can change their relationship future. It can change all of this information and channeling is, I think, for someone's best version of themselves, right? And it plays in so many areas. So interesting. And Miss Saskia.
Yes, please. So as your comeback queen, executive trainer, trauma healing and resilience life coach, my passion for this work really just stems from a deep understanding of really transformative power of healing and resilience. And just witnessing individuals overcome trauma and adversities in their lives to reclaim their lives was really, really incredibly inspiring to me. And so the ability to guide and support their journey towards like personal growth, healing, and empowerment is both humbling and gratifying. So I knew that that was my calling. And I realized that because of the profound impact I was having on the healing and growth and the thriving of others. So it's really an excellent opportunity to make a difference in the lives of so many.
Wow. It's interesting. I hear you say calling. I hear you say intuitively knew, right? Some people just had that calling. Linda had it while she was in healing. She got a healing calling. There's people like Susan that had something happen in their life that became an obvious. In trying to heal ourselves, we then, you know, have the moment to heal other people. It's so very interesting. And Beth?
Oh my goodness. For me, it was one of the most difficult days of my life when my first marriage ended and my dream of having children ended with it. And I was gifted a Reiki session that day, and it changed my life. I still get emotional about it because it was just so impactful. And I've never felt that such deep relaxation and inner peace that I did during that session. And I was hooked from that moment on. I said, this is what I want to do. I want to help other people to feel this way. and to heal whatever is out of balance, out of harmony in their life, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And then years later, my dog led me to a holistic veterinarian who shifted my focus from people to animals. And it's been animals, mostly, probably 90% animals ever since then. And the joy and the passion and the fulfillment. I mean, this is my legacy. This is why I'm here. And I absolutely love what I do.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. So I opened the, you know, the conversation today, the show today, with that things have really changed, that people are calling in health and wellness practitioners. And I think what the listeners and viewers can catch today is that can show up in many different forms. And some of us who are health and wellness crones, I'll just put it that way, have seen the evolution of this, but also have sourced out different needs at different times. And I think that is the beautiful, you know, I don't know, wild garden instead of just a rose garden that we've got going on in the world today, where people can go and receive from different healers what they need, sometimes at the same times, where there used to be like, I have a counselor and that counselor is all, right? But doing some work here and then adding, you know, the Reiki here, or going for a session here and then adding some. So it's very interesting. It is abundant. I'm just going to ask you, from your perspectives and your experiences, why you feel that this health and wellness world has become so much in demand and so popular. So Elizabeth, let's start with you.
For me, coming from my vantage point of being a happiness expert, teaching people around happiness and moving through grief, what I am aware of is the dramatic increase in mood disorders. So despite our prosperity as a culture, we have increased mood disorders by approximately 50%. I'm pretty sure every single person that's listening knows someone that's experiencing either depression or anxiety, some type of mood disorder, and they're probably popping pills as though they were little candies or popcorn. And the sad thing for me is that women are twice as likely as men to experience a mood disorder. So women are taking medications and pills twice as much as men. They're having mood disorders. And it's just become apparent to me that helping women is where it's at, and helping women overcome what's going on in their brain so they can have a happy, fulfilling life and let go of the need for medication.
Right. So the increase of the pain is creating the increase of the demand. And Susan?
I would go along for sure. The increase just for individuals, just the overbearingness of the situations that's in our lives and in our connections in our own lives, but also that the world around us has so much heaviness and negativity, and it takes on all of these same things of mental stress and anxiety and difficulty, that we need a way to allow all of that stuff that's seeped in to just move. And it is just bigger because it is just so much bigger in our world. And we need, you know, people need to know that there are alternative ways, and we're seeing it more because you're going to all these different people, but need to know that there are alternative ways to kind of free ourselves from a lot of that pressure and stress that's coming into us and from the outside in and the inside out. And it is handled a lot differently than it ever used to be. It's not just the basic, you know, go to the counselor, and not saying anything about that, but there's more ways to get to what's going on and let yourself be calm and free and have joy again.
Thank you. And Beth, I'm sure when people were listening, because that might have been the first time that they heard about animal Reiki, right? They may have heard about Reiki. What is Reiki? But for someone who is so proficient and has such a strong career in that, for you, I think you probably had a double, like first people had to hear about Reiki, then they had to get comfortable with animal Reiki because they're like, what? Right? What? And probably some people do more for their animals than maybe they do for themselves. Who knows? But what about for yourself? Like, you know, why do you feel that people are now more apt for health and wellness you know, resources?
I think people are just more open, and there are so many more options available, holistic options. Even in the dog world, if you look at nutrition for animals, there are so many natural diets coming up on the market. Fresh food, not little brown pellets. So I just think that people are becoming more and more open to it, and they're seeking out control of that aspect of their life, you know, to look at things from a preventative perspective. You know, what can I do to take care of myself so this and this and this doesn't happen? I want to live my best life and have a full and abundant life. What can I do so that that happens and that I can continue with that throughout my life? So, and I think it just, I know it happened for me, and I know many other people who, once you start on that holistic journey yourself, you automatically think about your animals. They're your friends, they're your family. And so you want to give that to them as well.
Incredible. Thank you so much, Linda.
And from a spiritual counseling perspective, what I'm seeing is in the dense matter, in the level of chaos and adversity that this world has been in, with the heightened anxiety and depression, what I'm seeing is people are seeking to connect with their spirit. They're seeking to connect with that essence within them. And those are the people that see me. They're highly sensitive, they're empaths, or they've had an awakening experience, and that's becoming more familiar. Even people are seeking it. They're looking for that, not knowing that that may open them too much. It may open them to some feelings that they've have had all kinds of protective strategies around, and then they go into conflict with themselves and the world. And it's how to get close to those places within us that we've, that have been conditioned and designed and made decisions we made at young age that are in the way of healthy eating, healthy living, healthy psychological sense of value in oneself. So it's, I think more and more people are willing to get close to that, because the idea that, oh, they have those issues because they're cuckoo, for lack of a better word right now. I mean, that was the common theme around personal development and health is, oh, there's something wrong with you that needs to be fixed, rather than there's conditioning that you need to become aware of so that you can be more resourceful in your life.
No, touche. To that, I think that you said the word soul. And if we all, even in the just last 2-3 years, how we're seeing the word soul come into Facebook group titles, you know, the project that we're on, we call it the Sustainable Soulpreneur Sisterhood. So there's soulpreneurs, there's soul mamas groups, there's soul, you know, engineers. I mean, they're really that word soul, and people wanting to get in touch with that. You see it all over. I'm sure it's going to be on the cover of many, many books in years to come. Saskia, what about for you? Like, you know, what is it that's making people, you know, knock on the door?
Yeah, from actually really in recent years, like when you think about the COVID pandemic, right? I see a remarkable surge, just like you, in the popularity of health and wellness, and particularly in the context of trauma healing and resilience. So professionals who I serve, those underestimated, overlooked professionals, they're recognizing the importance of prioritizing the emotional and mental well-being, and just really needing that, right? Both physical as well as mental, in order to navigate the complexities of life. And of course, the demands of executive roles, those are, you know, population I serve, they couple with really increasing awareness of long-term impacts of trauma, the need for work-life balance, the need for self-care, the need for holistic wellness and healing is really causing that trend. Increase in, you know, the search for health and wellness. So overall, we're actually heading in the right direction because we're focusing on the right things. People are desiring to invest in their health, right, as an integral part of their professional success, so that they can have that optical optimal, sorry, peak performance and really have that personal growth and thrive, like really, really thrive and lead others effectively.
Absolutely. I was having, thank you so much for sharing. I was having a kind of a generational back meditation today. And I was going back and thinking of all the different things that, you know, I'm watching my 20-year-old and his world and just how social and how there's really, for my generation and goodness knows the generation before, I mean, you know, my mom was like, my mom won't even go on a computer. Do you know what I mean? And so she's like, I don't need a cell phone. And, you know, we're like, oh, you're missing out so much. And my son, the same thing where I feel his world has no autonomy. Like you can't go anywhere without everything being like, and it's such a social world. And what is that doing to, as we were just talking about, your soul? And we come from different experiences and different work cultures. And it's very true. It's interesting. We're all talking to health and wellness, but one of the biggest group we serve is each other. You know, as we were going through this, executives and healers search out healers and coaches search out coaches. And, you know, I've had, you know, Reiki and intuitive and sessions and, you know, we are all using this world to be able to fulfill ourselves, to even to be able to do this world. Right. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for that. And Mr. Berta Sky.
Well, from my perspective, there's a real eyes wide open thing that's happening now because we have access to so much information. And we can see that a 10-minute session with a doctor on a computer or a telephone doesn't cut it anymore. And we can see all kinds of things coming available, like organic food and all these different modalities. And something has happened in our approach where it used to be health was go get fixed. And so we would find the right practitioner, sort something out, and that's the end of it. We step back in our lives. But this phrase, health and wellness, we're seeing models everywhere, athletes, high-profile people looking radiant, taking very good care of themselves. And so there's a shift to, wait a minute, I can't get that anymore, but I can do this. And once I solve an issue, I can continue in my wellness. And then as we're all sharing, there's these multi layers of which we can access it. And it's like the bug just got in everybody's bonnet, you know, you can do so much more now. And here it is, there's just a palette of access and accountability that people are taking on, because we've had quite a few shocks in the last few years about how very wrong things can go as there's a stepping up to the plate and accessing everything. It's really important. Recognizing it too, at soul level. We have to take care of the vessel we're in. So I think it's a marvelous development.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I mean, I believe we're all having, to different degrees, that yearn for something different, that yearn for something more, right? Or that level of understanding. So it would be wonderful if I could ask you, obviously you don't need to say their names, but to give, you know, reference to what we just finished talking about. You know, we've had our own opening, we've had our own awakening. We have a great understanding from a preventative and a going forward, what our work means to ourselves and to the world. But if there was, just to give reference for the listeners and the viewers today, just going, is that for me? What? How does that relate? If you could share a minute or so on an experience or an experience that a client had using your services and how it made a difference, I think that would give great grounding to the podcast. So Beth, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I always go back to one of my very first animal clients. That I had, it was when I was working with a holistic veterinarian in Ohio at the time. And this little chihuahua was rescued from a puppy mill situation. She had already gone through so much trauma and then found a good home, but was grabbed around the neck by another dog and was shaken. And the traditional veterinarian recommended euthanasia at that point because she wasn't moving from the neck down. But thankfully, the dog's guardian sought out holistic care. And this dog went from, you know, not being able to move from the neck down to a full life, running and normal bowel and bladder function. And it was all due to holistic therapies and working on not just the physical body, but the trauma, the emotion that occurred because of all of those, you know, the trauma and drama that poor little dog had endured, but thankfully had a loving guardian person who took her in, and she had a full life. And that still just amazes me. I still call her the miracle dog.
Wow, that's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing. And Susan?
God, I've got a couple, but I've got one gal that I've worked with quite a bit. And she was going on a trip. She knew there'd be a lot of walking. And a few weeks before, she slipped down our stairs, tweaked her knee, tweaked her foot. And so she called me up immediately. And she said, I don't know how I'm going to be doing this trip. And so we basically remotely worked on her. And to just be able to kind of align that back up, take the trauma out of the injury, and to be able to kind of get her gait back in order. And so within a few days, she was like, oh my gosh, I can walk again. And it's like, and then she just wasn't even worried about it. She's going, okay, I've got this plan for my trip, and I get this plan. It was just such a relief. And since that one, I mean, we worked on sinus infections, toothaches, rashes, just really everything that's, it's just really pretty miraculous, because the change can happen so fast. Sometimes there's things that are underneath that we have to look at that are, you know, the roots of it that can be from, you know, years and years ago. And we get to those, and then those issues don't happen again. But the ones that are just acute, that they happen, man, they can just be resolved so fast with, you know, this energy healing, tuning in and letting the body return to its right state.
Ooh, that's powerful. Thank you so much. I'm sure she appreciated that. And Elizabeth?
Yes. It's very interesting, as I was mentioning, that grief comes in so many faucets and forms. And for many of us, it's loss, divorce, or death. In one of my clients' cases, a slightly middle-aged person in a long-term relationship, and she found that her partner had been having an affair, not only having an affair, but utilizing their own home, their own bed, while she was working shift work. And she was so devastated and betrayed. And she kept thinking, well, what's wrong with me? And how could I be so stupid that I didn't know? And so she's beating herself up for something that she didn't do anything wrong, but she was taking all of this blame. And to transform her life into what it's become today is an absolute miracle, from where she was living in a state of self-beating up and feeling betrayed, feeling like she wasn't valuable, wasn't worth it. And now she's living an extraordinary life filled with joy and purpose and intention. And it's so amazing what we can do when we choose to be a happier person, and when we deliberately cultivate the power of happiness.
Well, I love that. I love your emphasis on choose and, you know, being deliberate and being willing to ask for help and coming forward and being open to it being different, being open to it being different. That's amazing. And Linda.
It's amazing how the psyche can shift so quickly like this. It's amazing how energy, deep integration can happen. And there are those people where it takes much longer. Everybody heals at their own natural pace. And I've had clients that compare themselves to others, like, why is it taking me so long when maybe they've worked with me for a year, 2 years, and they get another bout of that depression. It's, what am I doing wrong? And oftentimes what keeps those old patterns really locked in is a difficulty getting close, really up close to the pain or up close to the trauma response. It's important for people to know that trauma doesn't come up as memories. It's not logical. It comes up as reactions. It comes up as those stories, narratives, limiting beliefs that get in the way. And just the other day, I held my client, it was an in-person session, and I just thanked her for bringing her distrust to me. She was upset towards the work and other people. It's like, oh, thank you so much for breaking down with me, for letting me see you, for being so incredibly transparent, because now there's an opening. Now we can get right up close. And what people discover more times than ever is when they get up close to that hurt, that trauma, when they get up close to that thing that they've working so hard to avoid, when they get up close to it, they see their innocence. They see their need for love. And their hearts open. Something really beautiful happens. They connect with their spirit.
Wow. Well, there's nothing to say there. That's a great relationship to build on, isn't it? Oh my goodness, being connected to our spirit. And Saskia, share if you have a client experience.
Yes, absolutely, I do. One particular client of mine in the Impact Shift coaching program I do have, their journey has been amazing in terms of the transformation and the progress. They came very overwhelmed with trauma-induced fear, and I actually saw, I was able to witness that transformative potential of trauma healing and resilience. Came from a corporate background, you know, currently entrepreneur, and so the weight of past trauma was really just keeping them back and presenting a whole lot of challenges personally and professionally for them. But through our coaching sessions, we were able to just have a deep understanding. They were able to get a deeper understanding of trauma, the biology of trauma response, gain that acceptance of their emotions, their feelings, and be able to have that inner healing that they deserve. So it was a beautiful thing to witness. And I saw their, you know, boosting of their self-confidence, rebuilding of healthy relationships that they have, and developing new coping mechanisms to be able to deal. So now they're thriving and doing really well, much better. It's a progress. Resilience growth is a progress. So we just need to be aware of that. That's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And Ms. Roberta Sky.
Well, the client that leaps to mind is somebody that was working a lot with a horse that had a wound that would not heal. And the horse was doing well with special needs kids and being very gentle and everything. But my client was going into grief every time she did sessions with these kids and her horse, and the horse's wound wasn't healing. So when I checked in, the first thing the horse said was, she has her own open wound. So I listened in carefully. And she had had an abortion and was feeling bad about it. So being around these young kids was really pushing all her buttons there. But the next thing, and I feel, you know, kind of all tingly with this, the soul of the child, the girl that came into her womb, said, please tell her it was an amazing experience to be embodied, to be in the safety of her womb, to have an experience of physicality. That was enough. I am totally grateful for that. And then I got a sense that what my client needed to do was her own ritual of blessing herself for giving this soul that experience. And there was a lot of crying apparently when I sent all the notes, but she did. And it changed everything for her as a woman. And this kind of wound, if women hold this, it interferes with everything from sexuality to openness to health to well-being in so many ways. And, you know, bless that horse. She has her own open wound. I mean, this stuff, it just touches me so deeply. And this one just really stands out.
Wow, that's very profound. That's very profound. Ladies, what an incredible group to be among today. And I'm sure our listeners and our viewers are as amazed, because by nature, we don't have a collective of incredible people in the health and wellness field being able to share like mm-hmm. this. And so it would be lovely if we could just, we'll just go around and I'll ask you if you can share where people can reach out to you. You may have websites, you might have videos on that sites, or places for them to do a mini consultation or whatever it is. But if we can just kind of go around and you can tell people where to find out more, and or you may have resources for them that you feel would be helpful. So Elizabeth, you can share.
My website is elizabethmanuel.com, M-A-N-U-E-L. I do have a lovely free ebook that people can sign up for on my website. And I also have a year-long program that is available online for those who want to transform their life and see that next year is vastly different, improved, and happier.
Thank you so much. And we will have all of this in the show notes as well, because some, you know, if you're listening and driving or, you know, doing whatever you do, you know, the show notes are abundant. So Susan.
My website is formedtosoar.com, and I have just all the pieces related to your health and wellness parts in there, as well as kind of the other facet of, you know, letting God be the CEO of your business, of your life. Getting support from the angels. So I've got multifaceted areas of support in there. And then, you know, just right up towards the top, you can sign up for just a consult to say, here's, you know, let's talk about what you have going on and see, you know, if I or somebody else can help you. So that's all right on my website.
Thank you very much. And Beth?
Yes, my website is Spirit Wolf, the animal, W-O-L-F. energetics.com. And my website showcases my work with the animals, but I also work with people. And I'm going to be teaching Reiki classes beginning the end of next month. So if that is of an interest, you can reach me via my website as well.
Well, there you go. And now the secret is out. She was kissed by it's in the name of her. It was in the name of her website. But absolutely. I mean, not only pets need Reiki, but we do too. Don't forget to self-care about yourself. Thank you. Linda?
My website is lindanardelli.com. That's with two L's, Linda with an I. I have a book on reconnecting with your soul, and it's called Mystical Intimacy, and it's about developing an intimate relationship with desire, which is the window to the soul. I offer one-on-one sessions either online or in person I shouldn't say the Sunshine Coast, because I may mean to go to the Vancouver Island. And I do, I have a membership, the Body Soul Circle, which is an environment to meet like this in group, to learn, to heal, to grow, to process, to open up, and blossom.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Saskia.
Well, hello there. Yes, you can actually hit me up, Saskia Christian, at my website, BoostTrue, BoostTru.com/contact, where I'll be happy to have a 30 minutes exploration call with you to discuss your needs for your transformation journey, holistic wellness and empowerment. And you can also access my resources. I have a wonderful resilience workshop, Discover the Victor in You, coming up on Saturday, July 13th. You can sign up there, interested. And then of course, the many books, this one here, Mindset Mastery, Unleashing That Inner Victor of a Corporate Adversities. So I am available. I'm here to serve your needs.
Thank you so much. And I know that you mentioned a class that's coming up, and you teach multiple classes. In case you're listening in July, well, there's always a July in every year. She didn't say what year. So she's in group continuum. She's in group continuum. Thank you so much. And Roberta?
Well, I'm on Salt Spring Island in Canada. If you can get here, I can do in-person sessions. I'm on Facebook. You'll see a lot of cat pictures on there. And my email is robertasky@yahoo.ca for Canada. And I do half hour, 1 hour. They can be in person, online like this, or I can do distance work. And then I send you all the notes.
Awesome. Thank you. I do have one final question for all you incredible ladies that we're going to answer, but I do encourage for people to reach out. And of course, all the information will be on the show notes. And of course, these women would not be on the Mission Accepted, because really, if you listened in the beginning, these women have their mission, have taken their mission, and now are putting that forward. I personally know each of these ladies, so I'm happily endorsing that you reach out and have an experience with them. And now the most important question of the day. If you've ever been on my show before, and I personally feel that music is one of the most powerful healers. I think there's three, but music has the least controversy. No one's going to love you or not love you if you don't like the same genre. And it is universal. We've had songs that have been powerful and universal, things like We Are the World that everyone probably can still, you know, find on YouTube. So I'm going to ask you one question. If you were on your way to a desert island and you had a suitcase, and in that suitcase you had room for one album, what album, song, or band would you take with you on that desert island? So again, Elizabeth, I've been starting with you all day. Why stop now? What's your album, girl?
My go-to album would be Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
That's a good one. All right. And Susan.
My song is Joy of the Lord, and it just hypes me up. It just brings everything into perspective, and it just makes me dance and sing and smile.
Off the top of your head, do you know who sings it?
David. Golly, I've just lost it.
That's
Belonging
okay.
Co. The Belonging Co. is the group.
Okay, very cool, very cool. And Linda?
I thought of this last time. I thought, what album? And it's Pink Floyd, and it's a dark side of the moon. That's
nice.
A classic. I go back to it over and over again.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Roberta?
Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go out of the box here. It has to be a composite album of dance music. One song isn't enough. It's gotta be all different moods.
All different moods. Okay. You know, think about it for next time. I
know. An actual name, yeah.
Saskia.
Yes, I would definitely. I'm the lady of the energy. So Ty Tribbett, amazing gospel singer. He's always energetic and jumping up on stage. And
All right.
I just love all of his songs. I would
and
take
his name again is?
Ty Tribbett, yes.
All right, Ty Tribbett. Okay, thank you very much. And Beth, rounding out the musical question today.
Oh, it's difficult because there are so many good ones, but I always go back to the Eagles. And if I had to pick one album, I'd probably do The Greatest Hits, because then I get a little, you know, the best of all of the albums on one. So yeah, that's my go-to.
All right, the Eagles. Ladies, thank you so much today. And thank you, incredible audience. And look, if you're out there and you have a mission and you have a passion or you have a project or you have something that you want to say, you too can be on Mission Accepted Podcast. You just need to reach out to us, deb@debdrummond.com. There is a empowering movement of multiple things that we have for you to come fill up with. We have opened conversations for those that want to hit the stage for the 2024-2025 Show Up, Stand Up, and Speak Up, Yes You Summit. So if you'd like to come share about any of that, we've opened up conversations for people to be on the summits. And if you'd like to attend summits, we have the most incredible summits for you to attend. So you can reach out to us and we can get you a free pass, a backstage pass is what I call it, to a multitude of incredible people sharing just like you've heard today. So with that being said, I want to thank my audience. I want to thank my guests. And honestly, the only thing I have to say to you is be well and stay groovy. So bye for now.